With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. News is brought to you by Automation 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Chatham Kent is under a severe thunderstorm watch. Environment Canada says that the area could see wind gusts up to 90 kilometers per hour and hail the size of a quarter. The weather agency warns that there is even the risk of a brief isolated tornado. The watch is in effect until this evening. Residents are urged to head indoors if the weather worsens. The hockey community in Chatham-Kent is mourning the tragic loss of a local junior hockey player. Reporter Matt Weavering has more.
CK News Today has learned the driver who died in a two-vehicle crash on the Highway 401 near Colonel Talbot Road in London yesterday afternoon was 22-year-old Craig Spence from Chatham. OPP say he died after the pickup truck he was driving collided with a transport truck in the eastbound lanes of the highway at around 3 o'clock yesterday. Spence is a former CK Cyclone, Chatham Maroon, and Blenheim Blade. The Blades described him as a leader on and off the ice in a Facebook post this morning. There's also a GoFundMe page set up to help support Spence's family after the sudden loss. Matt Weaverank, cknewstoday.ca.
Get ready to pay a lot more at the gas pumps. Canadians for Affordable Energy President Dan McTagg expects prices to climb to levels not seen in 2 years. He told CTV News prices will jump 14 cents a liter overnight in Ontario and Quebec. McTagg says it's the switch to the summer blend that's driving up the prices, as it's more costly to produce. Windsor police have raided a magic mushroom shop for the fourth time. At around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, members of the city's drug and guns unit went into the store and seized almost $42,000 worth of drugs and cash. A 19-year-old who was working at the store at the time was charged with possession for the purpose of trafficking. Police have seized over $100,000 worth of products from the dispensary since July. A construction worker from Chatham plans on taking a nice vacation after winning big on an instant scratch ticket. 41-year-old Peter Gatfield won $100,000 on an instant Plinko ticket. Gatfield bought the ticket at Queen's Variety and Laundromat in Chatham. In sports, the NBA has banned Jontay Porter for life. The ban comes after an investigation into gambling allegations against the former Toronto Raptor. The investigation found that Porter violated a number of league rules by disclosing confidential information to sports bettors, limiting his own participation in games for betting purposes, and betting on NBA games. The NBA play-in tournament continues tonight. The Miami Heat play the Philadelphia 76ers. The winner advances to the first round of the playoffs, while the loser will face the winner of the Chicago Bulls and Atlanta Hawks game. The Toronto Maple Leafs and Tampa Bay Lightning wrap up their regular seasons tonight. It's Auston Matthews' last chance to hit the 70-goal milestone. After tonight, the teams ramp up for round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Detroit Tigers fell to the Texas Rangers 5-4 this afternoon. The Toronto Blue Jays are in action against the New York Yankees. The Jays are looking for a series sweep after winning the first two of three. The forecast, there's a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for Chatham-Kent. Showers will end this evening, giving way to cloudy skies and a chance of drizzle. The low is 12 degrees. Tomorrow looks cloudy with gusty winds and a high of 15. We could see more thunderstorms tomorrow night heading into Friday. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknewstoday.ca.